Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. Good morning, Jessica.
Hey, good morning.
You being from Milwaukee, I guess you sort of chuckle when we have survived the blizzard of 2019.
Yeah, this is hilarious. It's hilarious. I woke up this morning and I looked back at my pool and I said, oh, it really did snow.
Yeah. But then I got like people from Michigan. You guys don't know how to drive in it down here. Listen, I don't care if you're from the North Pole. Nobody can drive on ice, okay?
No, that's so true. And yeah. We're not even going to open the segue about national driving. we're just going to leave that.
All right, let's take these chronologically. Thursday night, and I understand that you've petitioned the league to play the second half first. You outscored Tennessee Tech 39-36 in the second half, but and played a pretty good basketball game. You just got in that hole again.
Yeah, it's the overall lack of depth. It's a lack of depth, and let me for all my wonderful fans who continue to DM me coaching tips. This is the thing: when you have an overall lack of depth, and in regards to rotating bodies and players, that trickles over to practice as well. And even though you have practice players, you cannot go, especially with quick turnarounds, tremendous amount of reps with players that are banged up, that are still playing 30-odd minutes. And so the trickle-down effect of that is that players tend to do sort of the faucet effect. You turn it on, you turn it off. You turn it on, you turn it off. And the sustainability makes it very difficult when you're not able to continue just practicing the same cycle, the same way, the same intensity, and those same players have to play a lot of minutes. Therefore, we are struggling right now putting all the quarters together. However, it is very positive that you can see that the young ladies are trying to give it everything they have. And that's how you end up getting, the tale of two halves, when they're able to really turn it on and max their bodies out.
Well, and doesn't help for the third straight game. Your leading scorer, eighth in the OVC, sophomore Taylor Roberts. She leads you in steals. She leads you in field goal percentage. She leads you in three-point percentage, along with Tia Wooten, really the heart and soul of the team. Not having her and that production, and it's more than just the production, but certainly the point production as well. She's been sorely missed.
Yes, for sure. And what teams are doing now and will continue to do, until we're able to get that balanced scoring back on the floor, they are going to dig on Tia. They're going to pinch tight on Tia and try to make other people kill you. Now, Teresha Banner has consistently stepped up for us here in OVC play with being that other scorer that we need. Asia Sims had a big night against Tennessee Tech. She had a good first half versus Belmont, but then went on a lull in the second half. And then Jaden Wright, so, we are looking for other players to have to contribute and score. And if that does not occur, then, teams are going to continue to double down on Tia. And she's obviously getting frustrated. And again, it's not frustrated. Let me be clear to everyone, because I understand scoring is definitely what puts butts in seats. Tia is frustrated because she feels like she's not necessarily helping her team. However, she's definitely trying to put the team on her back. She's just consistently drawing two defenders.
At least.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they show up and they make – she's getting banged a lot, and I think that's what people are going to continue to – if you keep putting your hand in the candy jar and you get the candy and you can run off, you're going to keep doing it, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I guess a lot of teams are just finding how far each crew will let it go, but she's getting banged a lot.
She is. She's getting a lot of contact in there, and it's something that, it's one thing to double-team her. It's another thing, and again, I was an undersized post player when I was playing. You got to be able to come down and land. You just have to simply be able to land. So what we're going to do is, and again, me, I've been up and at him. BJ's already got his breakfast, talking to you, then going to go to church and get right back at it. We're going to look at film and take her away from the rim. So moving forward here, you're going to see, and you saw this a lot last year in the second portion of the season, Tia bringing that ball up and plays going through her. It's hard to double once in the open court and double twice underneath the rim as well. She's up for it. We've talked about it, and she just said, whatever I got to do to make my team successful, coach, we're going to do it. This is the hand we've been dealt, and so we're going to put it all out there.
Yeah, because the offense needs to run through her. There's no doubt about it, especially when you don't have Taylor Roberts available with the ankle injury. You mentioned Asia Sims, the 5'9 senior forward out of Paris, Kentucky. She goes into the game Thursday night, shooting 16% from the field, 14% on threes, and all she does is go 4-for-4 from the field, 1-for-1 on three-pointers, made all six of her free throws, had three rebounds, and also three steals. Now, the three steals matched a career high, and the 15 points was a career high. So my question to you is, what did you do with Asia Sims, and will she be back, or just keep this version, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you love on the kids that you have. You know, and Asia has sustained here at TSU through the good times and the lows, and she has sustained. And there's something to be said about that caliber of athlete. No, Asia is not extremely flashy. No, but Asia is consistent. Asia will defend 1-4 for us on the floor at any given time. And whether she's putting up points or not, she will consistently sacrifice her body. And you don't get that out of every single player. There were loose balls against Belmont the other night that should have been fell on. Asia will sacrifice her body to do so. The flip side of that is now you're asking her to score. And so we had that conversation. Again, we talked about it in our post-game conversation after Tech. The tallies have started. And the tallies as a senior start saying, listen, this is how many I got left to just put it all out there. And I got to give everything I have. And I think we are getting the most out of Asia. And when she scores, it's an absolute bonus.
Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern here on the TSU Basketball Coaches Show. You mentioned Teresha Banner, the point guard, a few moments ago, 5'6 freshman out of Surprise, Alabama. And I always say the surprise is about that. It's spelled with a Z, not an S. Mm-hmm. Surprise, Alabama. But she was the only player yesterday in double figures for you. And she's into that starting rotation as well now. And she's really I like her mentality. She's not afraid to shoot. She'll take the shot, but she's not necessarily looking for it first.
Right. She's not. You know, she's a true point guard. And when her and Lauren Elliott play together, she shoots the ball a lot better at the two-guard position. You know, Lauren Elliott, you know, we're minimizing her minutes right now for some reasons, you know, here and there, but making sure that her body is completely there and together and have to take care of her as well. And so when she's at the two-guard spot, she's shooting the long ball extremely well. On the point guard spot, I'm looking for her to attack a lot more. I know it's very difficult, you know, when you're saying attack, attack, attack. Well, coach, do you want me to score? Do you want me to – no, get in the gaps. You know, it's very difficult to guard someone that is very fast all the time, and that's hard to do. So we're looking for her to keep the tempo and pushing the tempo up the floor, getting in the gaps, and then taking the shot when it comes back to her. And so she's been a great surprise, but I knew she'd be a great addition come OBC play, and I'm glad she's coming into her own.
Well, and we didn't mention this, that Tia Wooten did not start last night, basically bit a little bit by the flu bug, huh? But she came off the bench, and I know you were trying to limit her minutes because of obviously she was under the weather, but she played through it.
She did. And to me, that's always a test of a kid. And we talked about that in our post game yesterday. On this program, I'm not going to question your heart. So we've talked about energy, effort, execution. But your heart has to be something that just goes through your veins as an athlete and just makes you want to be out there. Whatever I have to do, if it's rebounding, if it's a 50-50 ball, what do I have to do to make my team better? And so after Tech, you know, both myself and Tia, we had the flu. And, you know, had to take her to the doctor and, you know, sit her out those 2 days. And, you know, she didn't have the fever and we were fully in the clear. And, you know, we both got looked at and doctors cleared us to be able to rock and roll. Again, shout out to Dr. Bowles. Shout out to our training room staff. You know, they both got us both out there, which I'm really, really grateful for and kept her hydrated, kept me hydrated. And she gave it everything she had, you know. And I told her all of this will not be in vain. It will not be in vain because you give everything you have and you can hold yourself accountable for the things that you do. And then other people have to hold themselves accountable for the things in which they do. So I was very proud of her yesterday.
You didn't tell me you had the flu.
I was out of work for 2 days.
Well, I, you know, I, but by the way, Yeah. I'm thinking about the microphone you used in the post game. Now that you used it, two other people used it that night. Of course, Penny Collins in the post game after his game, and then halftime of the men's game, country music star Vince Gill was the halftime guest, so he used as well. So if he comes up with the flu, man, I'm telling.
No. I'm in the clear.
Okay.
I've got documentation. I promise you, I was in the clear.
Okay. All right.
My staff, they kept me out of practice. You know, I was trying to come back for practice there. You know, and I watched everything via video when we made adjustments and did edits and practice plans and scouting reports. And so, you know, sometimes I'll be honest with you, when you won't sit down, God's going to sit you down. And I didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah. Austin Peay Thursday, Murray State Saturday. Two more opportunities, not too really, obviously on the road anywhere in this league's tough place to play, but a couple road trips, pretty tough ones.
Yes, for sure. Austin Peay is like the tale of two halves. You know, they at home are 8-1.
Yeah.
And then away is where they struggle a bit. You know, so we know they play tremendously well at home. They're going to show us a tremendous amount of pressure, you know, and we're going to have to prepare for it. The good part is I like our chances in the half court against Austin Peay. Murray, you are looking at a completely different dynamic of a team than you were looking at last year. Where they had, you know, the runner for player of the year there on their squad last year. Their dynamic has changed. They've got a lot of new bodies, young bodies, and a new post presence. So their identity is a lot different. And I like our matchup as well, but you're correct. On the road, you got to put them all together in order to be successful. Our men did it, and now it's time for us to do it.
Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern, as always, stay in. Get your strength back. Did you get a to-go box last night?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm not going to plug the steakhouse you were eating at.
Okay, we won't do that.
Okay.
We're going to go to your place today.
Well, we can go to the Southern Steak and Oyster anytime you want. Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm with it.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.